Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Economic experts are saying that we are unwittingly paying for religious persecution in China. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. The question is, as Americans and certainly as Christians, are we unwittingly paying for religious persecution in China? Well, Roger Robinson, a former White House National Security Council senior director for International Economic Affairs, says indeed we are. During a private briefing in Washington, D.C., hosted by the Center for Security Policy, Robinson said that China is the single greatest existential threat to the United States. He also argues that because no one is keeping China accountable for its human rights abuses, American shareholders are unknowingly fueling religious persecution. Matt, this happens in so many ways. You know, in the past, I know that there have been political parties, Republicans and Democrats, that are always pushing free trade. And as most people, they're in favor of free trade. But what is free trade? Free trade means an equal balance between countries. And that's certainly not what we've had with China. We've had no American president until recently willing to take on China. We have empowered that nation economically, politically, and even obviously militarily, and emboldened them in their persecution of Christians and what they might consider political dissidents, those that disagree with the Chinese communist regime.
And Robinson's statements were chilling. He says, here's the problem. We in the room here are unwittingly paying for religious persecution in China because of our stock portfolios, our mutual funds, public pension systems, index funds, exchange and traded funds, IRAs, all the things that your faceless fund managers who don't care about human rights and national security put you in.
There's 800 Chinese companies in U.S. markets today, and not a single one of them was ever screened for religious persecution or human rights abuses?
Yeah, he says not one Chinese company has ever been delisted from the United States for human rights or national security concerns in the history of our country. He says, is that because nobody ever did anything wrong? No. It's because we've had a studied view dictated by Wall Street and executed by friends of theirs. I was recently talking to someone who will be launching a website, a Christian businessman, and he sold his business last year. He was actually part of the event in Washington, D.C. with President Trump, where he had a lot of manufacturers come together. And his website is going to be Made in America, and he has other names for them as well, listing companies that sell products that are made in America. He told me about something that was quite chilling, and I won't mention the retailer, the entity that many people shop from, but he said that there is information, at least from what he knows, that some of the people high up in the company, they actually have front companies that they buy from China. They privately own them. That's what he said. I don't have any information about that. He said that they privately own these companies, and then they buy from China, and then those companies then sell to the marketers in the United States, these big stores. And therefore, when you look at the difference in price between what is being purchased in China versus what it's being sold in the United States, you don't have the real price. Mm-hmm. So that these people have these businesses that are actually buying at low cost, selling to the company that they are a part of at a higher cost, so that the difference in markup isn't as stark as you might think.
So it's a straw man. It's a way to effectively launder the information and the data.
Yeah. And so, yeah. You know, I was listening to something on a radio program on my way home one day, and it was a person who's a representative of tennis shoe manufacturers or sellers. And he was upset about the, it was NPR I was listening to. Don't always listen to it, but I was that day. And so he was upset about the impact.
Are you a masochist?
Well, he was, I want to hear what they want to say. And anyway, he was upset about the trade war that was happening with China under the Trump administration. And he was saying about how much that will impact the tennis shoe manufacturers and sellers. And he gave in a figure that is astronomical in terms of how many, a billion, I think it was a couple billion tennis shoes are imported every year. Something to that effect. It was like one a pair of tennis shoes, seven pair of tennis shoes for every person in the United States. That's how much is exported. And he was concerned that the manufacturer sale of these tennis shoes would be affected. What we really don't understand is the disparate nature that we've always had with China, how much is actually going to China. And we do have some restrictions on what China can do, but what China does oftentimes is come into the United States, purchase businesses, and then moves them offshore. So they'll come into the United States, purchase a business, move it offshore, and that's some of the things that they're doing. I'm telling you, China is, to Christians, a huge persecutor.
Oh, huge.
And, you know, we have people that we know. We have one of our staff that was born, raised in Hong Kong and has family in Hong Kong. Certainly the people in Hong Kong are very concerned about what's going to happen to them in the future with China looming over the top of them. But we have Christians that are in China that are being persecuted. And when we don't say anything, I remember one time during the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton went into China as her first visit as Secretary of State, she said nothing about human rights abuse. I was talking to a good friend of mine, Ken Blackwell, who was former ambassador to the United Nations. And Ken said, and others like that have said, that have experience in this area, whenever one of our government high-level representatives goes into a place like China and says nothing about their human rights violations, what happens? What would you think happened? They become emboldened, mm-hmm. and people that are in custody, in prison, they get beaten or they get killed because they realize, oh,
there's the no
United
accountability.
States right. came no accountability. And they didn't say anything. There's no accountability. So we need to pray for our brothers and sisters in China and also pray for America and for our president, because China is, I think, one of the biggest existential threats, both economic, military, and one of the biggest human rights violators, and particularly those of Christians. There is information coming out of China from people who are in China or go into China that say that there is a crackdown that's happening, mm-hmm. that is coming as great or greater than some of the persecution under Mao some years ago.
You know, the Christians over there, they worship, they study the word, they gather together, but they know that it's all fear of their lives to do it.
Yeah.
You know, there's death threats.
And yet the underground church is thriving and growing, yeah. and it's just underscores the power of the word of God and the gospel,
right.
and the message of the gospel, that in the face of that kind of persecution, once the Holy Spirit has taken hold of people and they're redeemed and they put their love for Christ and focus on the eternal rather than on the temporal, and are willing to risk their very lives in order to be followers of Christ. It's a beautiful testament to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You know, it's convicting. They love God so much, they're willing to die for Him. They memorize the Bible.
Yeah.
They carry around in their heart and their head. You know,
because
we
if
take
they got
all
caught
that,
with the Bible,
right,
they would
but
be
we take all that for granted.
Thrown in jail.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, so pray for our brothers and sisters in China. You can also support our Christian brothers and sisters who are persecuted around the world through one of our ministries called Liberty Relief International, libertyreliefinternational.org. That's libertyreliefinternational.org. We work with organizations that are on the ground, whether it's in China or in the Middle East where Christians are being persecuted because they believe in Jesus Christ. People are being tortured. They're being displaced. And so we provide not only spiritual support, but also humanitarian support. And that spiritual support is important. And pray for our brothers and sisters in China and around the world. And also think about where your taxpayer dollars or where your individual money is going and what it is supporting. Make sure that your spending of money comports with your Christian values.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.